After all those awful moments of extreme violence, we've heard calls for Muslim people to step forward and condemn the killings. And again, after Paris, we hear that plea again. Where are the Muslims who condemn the jihadi attacks on Paris, people ask? Now, is it okay, is it fair to say that? Today, we go around the country, we hear from ordinary British Muslims who say, not in my name.
I can't bring myself to think that these people are actually so lost in their cause that they're actually taking the name of Islam to follow their destructive path. I just can't understand that. I know a lot of Muslims in Portsmouth. They are absolutely devastated. There are a lot of people out there who will actually say, oh, Muslim this or Muslim that. But we are same as anybody else. We are human beings. We have feelings. And what has happened in Paris has actually completely devastated me.
It's not just me. Imams around the country have utterly, unreservedly condemned these terrorist attacks because there's absolutely no room for any suggestion that this type of callous, cold murder of civilians in any way is justified by teachings of Islam.
I used to wear the hijab, but I've actually stopped wearing it recently. Where I live is not the most Muslim-friendly area, and sometimes it becomes a trial every day to be out in public and listen to people mumbling under their breath or dirty looks. Because I no longer wear the headscarf, if I'm sat in company, they're not actually aware that I'm Muslim. For example, somebody come to do my gas boiler and start criticising the state of the country and Muslims taking over and wanting Sharia law and what do I think about it? And I said, well, actually, as a Muslim, I tend not to agree with how you feel about it. And he was horrified. He didn't have a clue.
My beliefs are that in the Quran it says, you know, killing one human is like killing whole of humanity. And these people, they're killing innocent people day by day. And this is not what I believe in.
I'm a little bit annoyed by the fact that people always seem to want Muslims to explain themselves and how they feel. I feel the same way that my colleague feels. I feel the same way that the most people feel, which is upset and angry. But I kind of resent the fact that I'm the one who's expected to show how I feel. I do that every day in life. I work with youth on Sundays to express self-esteem and how to be involved in your community. So I kind of resent the fact that people look at me to almost prove myself, my Britishness, or to show that I'm quote-unquote normal by expressing, oh, all Muslims aren't like this.
The only frustration that I'm picking up from a lot of people is the fact that we are expected to apologise. Every time an atrocity happens, we feel we have to come out and apologise and condemn these acts all the time when it's natural that we're going to condemn these.